The instrument used in the 1934 clinic had its origins when Reif began his experiments on the effect of frequencies on microorganisms. A paper found in Dr. Reif's files, written by one of his lab assistants and entitled Development of the Reif Ray and Use in Devitalizing of Pathogenic Microorganisms, explains the evolution or advancement of his frequency instrument. In January 1920, experiments were started to determine the effect of electrical influences upon pathogenic microorganisms. Tests were made for anode and cathode polarity influences and the effects of infrared, ultraviolet, and X-ray. The initial apparatus for the tests along this line of experiments was constructed and used in prolonged experiments during 1921 and 1922. In 1923, a more appropriate apparatus was assembled and used. The different frequencies were generated by a tube oscillator with many stages of amplification, the final stage being a 50-watt tube. This simplified frequency was in turn fed into an output tube. The output tube was constructed with a double expansion bulb blown from quartz, using a platinum anode and cathode. It had a 45-degree target for a directional effect. The frequency control of the instrument was exact to a fraction of a wavelength, making it possible to coordinate the frequency in each pathogenic microorganism with its own wavelength of frequency delivered from the instrument. During the next 8 years, these experiments continued and the coordinating frequencies, termed mortal oscillatory rate or MOR, of most of the pathogenic microorganisms were found and recorded, including the frequencies of many of the virus or filter passing forms